World Sport from the BBC with me, Steve Crossman. Coming up, the gap at the top of the Premier League stays at 7 points after Arsenal and Liverpool fall victim to the top two.
Emperor's driven ball, Van Persie, who else? 1-0, Manchester United, Robin Van Persie.
Milner for Manchester City, right across the face, and Szczesny's lost it, and Dzeko sticks it in.
More on wins for Manchester United and Manchester City to come. And in cricket, South Africa close in on another innings test victory over New Zealand. But we'll start with tennis. And the first Grand Slam of the year is underway in Melbourne. Novak Djokovic is looking to become the first man for nearly 50 years to win the Australian Open 3 times in a row. He takes on France's Paul-Henri Mathieu at the Rod Laver Arena later. The BBC's Alistair Eakin is in Melbourne. Alistair, the first big names in action on day one are Maria Sharapova and Venus Williams. So how are they getting on?
Well, pretty well so far in the opening stages here. Maria Sharapova is leading Russia's Olga Puchkova, the world number 107, by a set to love already. She looks in complete command, took that first set 6-love in just half an hour, and she is already a game up in the second set as well. Sharapova winning here 5 years ago. She likes the surface. She's comfortable playing in the heat. She completed her set of all 4 Grand Slams last year with the French Open crown. So Sharapova looking strong. In the high sense arena, Venus Williams, who's seeded 25 here this year. She's up against Galina Voskobayeva of Kazakhstan. She's 5-1 up in the first set. And elsewhere, Linar of China is leading Cecile Karatacheva by a set to love out of the Margaret Court Arena.
Now, Alistair, I don't want to sound too jealous here, but you have a lot coming up. The 2011 US Open champion Sam Stosur, then, of course, Djokovic, then Leighton Hewitt off the back of his win at the Kooyong Classic. I guess Djokovic, though, is going to be the man most talked about because of this fine history he has at this event.
Yeah, he's had a very good time of it here in Melbourne, comfortably his happiest hunting ground on the Grand Slam circuit. And as you mentioned earlier on, the defending champion is looking for his 3rd consecutive Australian Open title. It'll be his 4th in all, but no man in the Open era has won 3 in a row. It would be quite something to achieve, given the fact that it's the opening slam of the year. There isn't a great run-up to it, and of course the heat that all the players have to contend with, and we're expecting the mercury to rise through the course of this first week. He's up against Paul-Henri Mathieu early on in this event. Capable of brilliant tennis, the Frenchman. All too often, though, it's in short spells that he just can't sustain. And I think Djokovic is likely to have far too much for him.
Alistair, thank you very much for joining us. Let's move on to football now. And it could have been as many as 10 or as few as 4. But the gap at the top of the Premier League stayed at 7 points on Sunday after wins for both Manchester United and Manchester City. In the early kick-off, United beat Liverpool 2-1 with goals from Robin van Persie, his 10th in his last 10 games, and also Serbian defender Nemanja Vidic. Daniel Sturridge replied for Liverpool. Here's the United manager, Sir Alex Ferguson.
Well, obviously, it doesn't matter when you play Liverpool, it's always a big game, and I hope it's a really important result for us. But we're on 3 points because up until Liverpool scored, we were fantastic. And I think they were inspired with their goal, the supporters get something to cheer on, and they made a real fist of it in the last 25 minutes or so. And it became a really intense, engrossing game then.
Liverpool boss Brendan Rodgers says he was proud of his players for the way that they pulled together in the second half.
Second half, after we conceded the goal, you could have very easily been at Old Trafford and give up the fight, but it's not the nature of the group. They were wonderful. And that, as I said, that last 35 minutes, we probably deserved something from the game. There was great encouragement today for the group and a lot of young players making their debuts here at Old Trafford. And as I said, this is a club that's been the benchmark. We now got to make sure that we're fighting, which we are, to claw that sort of difference back. And as I said, days like today we'll learn from, even though we didn't get the result.
Manchester City were briefly 10 points below their neighbours then, but a 2-0 victory over Arsenal at the Emirates ensured they lost no ground this weekend. Both teams ended the match with 10 men. Arsenal defender Laurent Koscielny was sent off after just 10 minutes, which helped City to build a 2-0 lead by half-time. Goals there from James Milner and the Bosnian striker Edin Dzeko, who also missed a penalty. Belgian defender Vincent Kompany was dismissed by referee Mike Dean with 15 minutes to go for a tackle on Jack Wilshere. Well, despite the comfortable manner of their victory, City boss Roberto Mancini wasn't entirely content with his side's performance.
No, I'm not totally happy. I'm not totally happy because I think that when you play with one player more for 90 minutes, we need to score more goals. When you have a chance, you need to score, you need to close the game. For this reason, I'm happy for the result, I'm happy for the attitude that we had in the first half, but I'm not happy for the second half.
Clearly, the Koscielny red card was an important moment, but Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger told the BBC that playing most of the game with 10 men wasn't the reason they lost.
Yeah, I think we started too timid, you know, lacking a little bit of authority on the game, and we left them the initiative after that. Of course, it became difficult with 10 men, but still, I believe we had lack of concentration on the first goal. We did fight a lot, we did give a lot, and the players, I cannot fault the effort.
You mentioned the nature of the two goals that you conceded, two down in roughly half an hour. I mean, did it almost suddenly become effectively damage limitation at that point?
Well, I felt in the second half we had a good response, you know, we tried, but you could see that we needed a little miracle to come back into the game. When you play away from home, you play 11 against 10 for 80 minutes with your good team, of course, it's 2-0 up, it becomes nearly impossible. I felt we had a courageous game, we gave everything, but we missed the start of the game, and in the top games you cannot afford that.
Elsewhere in Europe, Primera División leaders Barcelona are now 18 points above Real Madrid and 11 clear of second-placed Atletico Madrid after maintaining their perfect away record in the league this season with a 3-1 win at Malaga. Goals there from Lionel Messi, Cesc Fabregas and Thiago Alcantara. Atletico also won 2-0 at home to Zaragoza. Thiago opened the scoring and a Radamel Falcao penalty sealed the win. In Italy, the gap at the top is now just 3 points after Juventus could only draw 1-1 at Parma. Juve were the only side in the top three to fail to win on Sunday, as Lazio closed within a win of the Serie A summit. They beat Atalanta 2-0 at the Stadio Olimpico. Meanwhile, third place Napoli beat Palermo 3-0, promising young forward Lorenzo Insigne amongst the scorers. And in France, Marseille missed the chance to move above their great rivals Paris Saint-Germain into second place. They lost 3-1 at Sochaux. On to cricket now, and South Africa are on course for another innings victory over New Zealand. The Kiwis were made to follow on after ending their first innings 404 runs behind. They were bowled out for just 121 on the third day. At the close, they are 157 for 4, and Sri Lanka have levelled their one-day international series against Australia with an 8-wicket win in Adelaide. Sri Lanka reached their victory target of 171 with almost 10 overs to spare. Lahiru Tirimana scored the winning boundary, securing his century in the process. In golf, Louis Oosthuizen won the European Tour event in Durban to climb to a career-high 4th in golf's world rankings. Speaking earlier on Sunday, he said he was pleased with the result, but was now looking forward to the next step up the rankings.
It's a great start. I mean, it's really good to start this way. I've got Qatar in 2 weeks' time and then off to the World Match Play, so really looking forward to it. It's always great to achieve something new. You know, 4 was my lowest ever, and now we've just got to focus on getting to number 2, and then we'll see from there.
Finally, in the NFL playoffs, the lineup for the Conference Championship games is now almost complete. On Sunday, the Atlanta Falcons survived an incredible comeback from the Seattle Seahawks to progress to the Final Four. They led by as many as 20 points heading into the fourth quarter, but Seattle's quarterback Russell Wilson hauled his side into a one-point lead heading into the final minute, and the drama still wasn't over. Falcons kicker Matt Bryant calmly completed a 49-yard field goal with 13 seconds left on the clock to take the Falcons through. The New England Patriots are seconds away from beating the Houston Texans. 41-28 they lead in Foxborough. That will mean that they'll face the Baltimore Ravens for a place in the Super Bowl. Atlanta will take on the San Francisco 49ers. Before we go then, just a quick reminder of our top story. The gap at the top of the Premier League has stayed at 7 points after leaders Manchester United beat Liverpool 2-1 at Old Trafford. Second place Manchester City beat Arsenal 2-0 at the Emirates. And that is the latest world sport from the BBC.